Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I've just been informed the artist of the day today. Usually we try to actually make it an artist. Because it's his birthday, his 47th birthday, I've been informed just momentarily that the artist of the day is whatever Rod feels like playing today.
That seems completely
and reasonable. So he felt like playing the record company because he's high on the record company right now.
Fair enough.
You can do whatever you want. Who knows what it's going to be, a three or four. Hey, before we get into whatever you got and whatever we're going to talk about today, I'm kind of eyeballing a little mixtape today at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And I think I've got some pretty good categories here. We did Family Feud yesterday at 4.
Mm-hmm.
We got Festivus at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking maybe we do mixtape at 3.
Sounds good to me.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, here are your categories. All right. Got 3 categories. Are you ready?
No.
Write them down, boys and girls.
Okay, I'm ready now.
You write them down. You never write them down. You never get your songs in on time.
I got it here.
All right, because it is Friday night and we're starting the high school football season tonight. By the way, I have to go down to watch Mill Valley play Blue Valley West.
Oh, fun.
Had no idea I was heading halfway to Oklahoma.
We did Thursday Night Lights last night. So much fun. I mean, stadium
was
packed.
How was cheerleading?
I bought a t-shirt.
Look at you.
Those girls were just down there doing their thing. So excited.
How was she in band last night?
They were so good. I'm like, that's mine right down there. You see her shining and standing out? That's mine.
Were you more proud of the cheerleader or the band?
It is a toss-up. Mm. I got to tell you, they're all down there doing their thing.
Always is a toss-up. So here we go. In honor of Friday Night Lights tonight, are you ready, Rodney? Happy birthday, by the way, big fella. Best locker room, get crazy, paint your face with animal print. You're about to head out for the big game.
Okay.
You're in the locker room, by the way.
Okay. Got it.
That's number one.
Am I supposed to be in the locker room?
Right.
You're on the team.
Why is he in the women's locker room?
You're on the team. It's a football game, Rod.
Oh, I was thinking it was volleyball.
No. What song is playing is in your head?
Okay.
As you're making sweet, sweet, sweet love to your spouse.
Oh God. Oh God.
Uh huh. Found that one out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're stuck on a deserted island. We always get one of these every once in a while.
Okay.
Classic rock song. And it's the only one you can listen to. Classic rock.
Is the name of the island Hell?
Could be the Highway to Hell by AC/DC. We don't know if we're going to have time.
There you go.
So here we are. Here we go. In this order. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights. Best locker room, get crazy, paint your face with animal print, you're putting on your helmet, heading out, song.
Fine.
What song is playing in your head as you make sweet, 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 sweet love? And by the way, if you think I'm adding sweets, that's actually on the card. To your spouse. And you're stuck on a deserted island, what classic rock song will you have?
All right.
We'll do that at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You got them all written down?
Yep.
All right. We're ready to play. We will not proceed with this show any further until or unless Kara Marxer sings Happy Birthday
to
one of our band members, the great Rod Babcock, who is turning 47 this afternoon, joining me in the old folks' home. Kara Marxer, whenever you're ready.
Because I love you, Rodney.
I can't wait.
Only reason I'm doing this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rodney. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, ho, 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 friends.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So anyway, happy birthday, my good friend. We've been together for 10 years. I wouldn't do this journey with anybody but you. And may God bless you and happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. It feels really weird to sing like that to Rod. It just does.
Yeah, right. I know. It's kind of strange.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, good to have everybody with us.
Yep. If I did not mention.
I'm saving it, though. But
I don't want to overshadow Rodney's birthday.
Yeah.
But however.
However.
I would be remiss if I did not mention today is also my mother's birthday. Every year, Rodney and my mother, same day.
That's because it's the best day ever to be born.
Mm-hmm.
August 31st, everybody's.
It's also the day, and let's be honest, that, you know, some kind of bad things in the world have happened. Like, always around my mom's birthday, I don't know why. Like, it's like Princess Diana's death, and anytime anything bad happens, she's like, really? I don't know. Have you ever noticed that, Rodney, that right around your birthday, like there's always one big news death maker?
Nah, I'm kind of oblivious to it.
Well, I mean, today we've got Aretha Franklin's funeral.
And John McCain's.
Which, by the way, is an all-day event.
Here.
Aretha Franklin's, yeah.
You were going to call her on your phone. I need her phone
day
number.
All-day event.
Well, it's a five-day event, by the way.
I mean, that is one heck of a way to say your goodbye.
Did you see that their Ariana Grande's fans are freaking out because one of the pastors, after she got up and sang, said, I thought that Ariana Grande was the new menu item at Taco Bell, and now her fans are so mad. Oh. He was joking.
Oh. Stop making jokes at a funeral. But just don't. Oh. Thought I'd drop an Ariana Grande Bill Taco Clinton, Bell.
By the way, Bill
joke.
Clinton had a semi-inappropriate joke at the Aretha Franklin.
I didn't hear it. What did he say?
I'll tell you in a minute if we get Big Juicy on the phone here.
Hello.
Big Juicy, you're on the air. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Oh, honey, thank you.
Well, you're such a big part of the show, and everybody loves hearing your voice. I thought we'd be remiss if we didn't call and wish you a very happy birthday.
Well, I'm touched. Thank you so much.
You have any big plans?
Well, we might go over and have a drinky poo tonight with Gina and Wendell.
A little drinky poo with
a little something.
Yeah,
with some friends, mm-hmm. and family.
Going to be any shenanigans later after that?
No, I can assure you, no.
Like a key party?
No.
With her sister?
Good Lord.
Hey, you don't know what fits in the hole. I mean, sometimes
my God.
A key goes in the hole.
You always embarrass me.
Well, hey, Big Juicy, I don't want to keep you. I know you're half-cocked anyway, but we love you, and It's just been a privilege to have you on the program, and I just wanted to wish you another happy 49th birthday.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 66 is more like it.
66?
66. That's a good number.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. We love you.
Thanks. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Be good, kiddo. All right. So we're going to do mixtape at 3 o'clock. You're in the locker room. You're getting crazy. You're painting your face. What song do you play when you're coming out? Song you play in your head as you're making sweet, sweet love to your spouse. And you're stuck on a deserted island. You get one classic rock song. What classic rock song do you play?
I'm going to take a pass and just die in silence.
Classic rock is a very popular genre here in Kansas City.
I've heard that.
It's a very, I mean.
People are like, Johnny Dare talked about that. I'm like, I have never listened to a classic rock station in my life.
You've never listened to the Fox
Not
or the Rock?
Not even accidentally.
Yeah, Johnny Dare doesn't work at a classic rock station.
I don't even, like, if I hear, nah, 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 I'm like, oh, God, get that off the radio.
Wow.
I know. It's not my thing. It would be like putting you on a desert island with Clay Aiken on a loop.
Tell me how you feel about Elton John or Paul Simon.
That's not classic rock. Elton John's in his own category.
No, that's classic rock.
It is. Elton John would some of Elton John, like Philadelphia Freedom, that would qualify. The Bee Is Back would qualify.
What about The One?
Huh? No, 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 no.
All I ever
That's
needed
pop.
Was the one.
This is classic rock. That's classic rock.
Okay.
Do you feel me?
I feel you a little bit.
Okay. Now, if you can get that stuff in there, then this is classic rock right here.
No horns.
Oh, no, devil. You don't do devil horns at Led Zeppelin. That's classic rock.
What about Bon Jovi? Does any Bon Jovi qualify?
It's kind of classic in nature back in the 80s.
Right?
Is it more than 25 years old?
Yeah. I think anything 25 years old or older technically qualifies as classic rock. This would qualify now.
That'll. Terrible. You just have to go from 1993 back.
God, well, that's not fair because that would include Nirvana. Nirvana's not. No.
You said 25 years.
No.
I'm going to submit Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's rock. It's old. I'm in.
That's not classic rock. That's grunge rock. No, doesn't qualify. Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm. Well, I think it's my desert island and I'm going to play what I want.
This would qualify. I'm going. That's 82. I think that's 80. I think that would qualify. All right, so there it is. Those are your three categories. We will do that at 3 o'clock. Get them ready. Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, the weather's nice out right now, but we do have storms moving in, possibility of that later. And I always tell you, if the storm comes through and the power goes out, are you going to be sitting in the dark? Or are you going to call CM Mose and Son and have them bring a generator out to your house? They'll come out, do a free estimate, get a qualifying Generac generator right now to keep the lights on in your home if a storm comes through and everybody else is sitting in the dark. And if you call in the next couple of weeks, you are going to get a free 7-year parts and labor warranty with it. And that is a real value, valued at more than $720 on all qualifying Generac generator units. You know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac, and we choose Generac here at the radio station. It's the name right on the outside of our huge generator that keeps all of the radio stations on the air in the event of a power surge or outage. If Generac's good for us, trust me, it is going to be great to keep the lights on in your home. Call now. Mention that 7-year, $720 value parts and labor warranty with my guys at CM Mose and Son. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com. You tell them Dana sent you. You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go.
Oh my God, I just touched a real-life squirrel. Jay Smack from downstairs brought up her friend who just rescued a baby squirrel who's like 6 months old, and I held it, and I didn't kill it, and I petted the little guy. His name is SJ for Squirrel Juice. I'm going to be honest, he was kind of cute.
It is never a dull moment.
It's a rat with a pretty
around
tail.
Around this place. Never a dull moment.
Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. Westport merchants have announced that they will use enhanced security measures beginning tonight inside the entertainment district from 11 o'clock until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Anyone entering a designated pedestrian area must pass through one of 4 security checkpoints. The new measures are the result of an ongoing security concern. Westport has long been a weekend gathering spot, but has also attracted large groups of teenagers and has seen some shootings, assaults, and other violence. The entrance gates will be at Westport and Mill, Westport and Broadway, Pennsylvania and Archibald, and Pennsylvania and the entrance to the parking garage over there on Pennsylvania. Westport officials say boundary markers will be placed around the part of the entertainment district designated as the pedestrian zone. The screenings will be similar to those at sporting events. There will be bag checks. Mm-hmm. Weapons and large metal objects, of course, are prohibited. Bags and purses cannot be larger than 8 by 5 inches by 11 inches by 6 inches. Read that, basically the size of a piece of school paper. Law enforcement, private security, and civil rights monitors are expected to be in the entertainment district tonight. Quoting here from the Westport Group in a statement, Westport values diversity and is known for its openness and eclectic community regardless of race, color, gender, religion, sexual orientation, national origin, or ancestry. As a result, we have zero tolerance for anything that runs counter to this position. As soon as we learn of an issue, we will address it and partner with professional companies that share in our inclusive mindset. This starts tonight in Westport. Okay. What's happened recently where they've just decided we've had it? I mean, there have been shootings over the last few years.
There was an off-duty police officer shot and killed.
But that was like 6, 7, 8 months ago. I'm not discounting the severity or the seriousness of that case, Dana. But has something happened where tonight is the night where they say we've had it? Rod has a good point off the air. It's a holiday weekend.
Oh yeah.
Would you go down to Westport?
I feel better if they are at least looking into bags, that kind of thing.
Okay, hi. Somebody forgot to turn off his phone today. That would be me.
Here's my problem. If you are going to implement security. I thought these were going to be metal detectors. So if they're doing the bag check, which we've all seen at certain sporting games, they've got a stick.
You've seen it at Sprint Center.
You know, they have that little stick. They say, open your purse, please. They look. They poke the stick around. Okay, you're good. I think this is a dog and pony show. I appreciate that they're trying. But to me, if you are going to do security, do it. Shut it down. Make everybody go through a metal detector.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
I mean, this is an entertainment district.
I know, and I don't want to get shot in an entertainment district.
Okay.
I think you should have an exemption, of course. If you are an off-duty police officer, detective, that kind of thing.
Somebody says tonight is Irish Fest in Westport. Is that true? I've seen the signs around, but I wasn't paying attention to the dates. That it's Irish Fest?
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be a lot of people down there, a lot of drinking. Irish Fest, isn't Irish Fest at Crown Center?
I have no idea.
It will be busy. It will be a busy holiday weekend. I feel better that they're doing something.
Should they start doing this on the plaza?
And
how would you do that? Because there are a lot of ways into the plaza.
I've said from day one, I wish they would shut that down, make it a private district, and if you're under the age of 21 over a certain hour, you can't go down there.
The problem is a lot of people...
Logistically, they can't do it. There's too many... There are too many arteries coming in and out. There's no way.
The problem is a lot of people live on the plaza. Not a lot of people live in Westport, like in the bar district of Westport.
Yeah.
576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in, starting tonight at 11 o'clock, security measures go up in Westport. They are going to block the streets, and if you want into Westport, you will be treated as if you were going into a Chiefs game or a Royals game or a sporting game or maybe going into a concert at the Sprint Center minus the metal detectors.
Someone just wrote in, racist security detail night. Why are bag checks racist in nature? I don't agree with that at all.
576-7798. Some would maybe argue they're trying to keep out black people.
No, they're trying to keep out gun people.
576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Is the president backtracking on federal pay raises? More next. 2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump apparently saying he'll revisit the decision to cancel pay raises that were set to take effect in January for most federal employees. Trump blamed the budget, but there's been some serious backlash.
I'm going to be studying, you know, the federal workers in Washington that you've been reading so much about. People don't want to give them any increase. They haven't had one in a long time. I said, I'm going to study that over the weekend.
The president making those comments at the signing of an order aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses today in North Carolina. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has called a special session to begin next month. The legislature will consider two bills he vetoed in July that dealt with expanding treatment courts in education in science, technology, engineering, and math. Parsons' office said the session will be held the week of September 10th through the 14th. It'll run concurrently with the veto session that's already scheduled to start on September 12th. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Showers and thunderstorms that were in place this morning have continued to move off to the east of us, and partly sunny and hot weather in the forecast for the rest of today. Very muggy, high temperature near 90, and our heat index values close to 100. Now, there will be some showers and thunderstorms forming to the north of us tonight. A few of those may drift our way, a low 75, becoming partly cloudy on Saturday, the high low 90s. More scattered shower and thunderstorm chances Sunday and Labor Day. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
82 at KCI, it's 80 in Blue Springs, 83 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Well, she said she didn't love me and kept me out the door.
So last night, the Chiefs played out at Arrowhead. It was the first night of the new tailgating rule. And I can remember a day not too long ago, and by that I mean 10, 12 years ago, when the Kansas City Star would not, if you said the word ass in a quote, they would put parentheses but and not include the word ass in their story. They were that uppity, if you will, about semi-foul language. Yeah. Let me read you the headline in the Kansas City Star today. Chiefs fans at Arrowhead are salty about new tailgating rule, colon, we're pissed. Clearly, the Star has no compunction anymore about language some people might consider to be mildly offensive. In the parking lot of Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday afternoon, the opinions were as hot as a grill. Smoke wafting across the lot might as well have been pouring out of fans' ears. What, Chiefs fan Ebony Strickland was asked, would she do if, as the Chiefs' new tailgating rules dictate, she was asked to pack up her tailgating gear and leave the parking lot after kickoff if she did not possess a game ticket? No more hanging around with brats and beer without going to the game. Strickland raised her eyes and her eyebrows and looked at the reporter and said, honestly? In one swift move, the ticket holder raised her left hand and flashed the one digit that would give any Chiefs player booted from a game. Then she flashed it again and laughed. I think it's horrible. It sucks, said Strickland of the new tailgating policy, which was announced this week and is being rolled out as, quote, best practices league-wide in the NFL. On Thursday afternoon, before the preseason game against the Green Bay Packers, masses of Chiefs tailgating faithful sat around their grills and stood as a sea of red alongside their cornhole and Gulliver-sized Jenga games, expressing a mixture of anger and confusion yesterday about how this was supposed to work. Said Strickland, we pay too much money to come in here to park. Parking, by the way, ranges between $30 and $100. Same-day parking is $60. I mean, people have jobs and friends. You get off work at 4, you just come out here and hang out with your family and your friends, and then you have to leave if you don't have a game ticket, and you just paid $60? To Strickland, it just seemed wrong. From one end of the Arrowhead parking lot to the other, that was the sentiment shared by most. Pissed! Write that down, we're pissed! Said Kim Lauderdale Stepanek, who is 43, who has been tailgating at Arrowhead with her family as a season ticket holder for more than 20 years. Her father, Drew, purchased a 19-foot van with a kitchen and a sofa.
Yeah, I have a friend with a van.
Just for home games.
Yes.
They set up a feast beneath canopies and break out their margaritas. Lauderdale Stepanek said that she understands that as a season ticket holder, the new policy doesn't completely affect her. When games start, they head to the stadium, and not everyone always flows in on time. Sometimes people want to stay behind or in bad weather, leave the game to head back to the van and relax, watch the game on TV. I'd be curious, because there were lots of you out there last night, how did it go? Was there trouble? Was everybody, as the Star says, pardon my language, pissed?
You know what's interesting to me about this whole story? To get the reaction from the angry fans who say they hate everything about this, they had to go to the stadium and find the people in the parking lot to comment about it who are still there.
And season ticket holders. Everybody they're interviewed by the Star had tickets. Mm-hmm. And they're upset about the policy.
I know. But we had a lot of people when we first talked about this story scream, I will never go to a game again. And I think we all know for 99.999% of the people listening right now, that is not true. You're still going to go. You're going to be angry. You're not going to like the policy, but you'll still go.
576-7798. Somebody says, if you don't have a ticket, you don't need to be out there drinking and partying in the damned parking lot. Somebody says they were not enforcing the new rule last night. They said they're not going to, or they said they are going to phase it in. And part of that was going around and talking to people last night after the game started about the new policy. So I guess they didn't kick anybody out last night.
Yeah, how'd you like to be that security guard? Excuse me, ma'am, who's had 42 beers. We're going to need you to move it along.
Next week.
Maybe.
Not tonight. Tonight's preseason, so we're going to let this
one slide. I feel the worst,
slide.
Honestly, for the security team out there, because they're the ones that are going to have to enforce this among a crowd of angry, belligerent, drunk people.
But let me ask you this. On what authority does a security guard have to enforce this rule? They can't write you a ticket. You would have to bring in off-duty police officers. I would imagine there aren't a lot. And I know we talked about this on Tuesday or whenever the policy was announced. Would you rather, as the Chiefs, spend your money on off-duty police officers in uniform inside the stadium trying to control 76,000 people?
Yeah, when the Raiders are in town.
Some who are drunk.
Yeah.
Many who are drunk. Or would you rather spend your money on off-duty police officers cruising the parking lot, issuing tickets for what? Trespassing? And again, Dana, to your point on Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever we talked about this, how can you charge somebody with trespassing when they paid for the very spot where their car is parked?
From the text line, this has ruined a great experience for people that have loved this opportunity to gather. This isn't a thing anywhere else. Friends of mine, people from out of town, didn't believe me when I told them about the tailgate experience at Arrowhead. Now, that's true. Other people might tailgate. They don't do it the way we do it.
No, that's true.
It's a thing here.
I've only been to a handful of NFL games outside of Kansas City. One of them was in Atlanta years and years ago. They had zero outside the stadium experience. Everybody took a tram to the stadium, you got off, you walked right into the stadium.
Yeah.
There was zero tailgating going on outside. It was boring. The Chiefs have the market cornered on a really cool parking lot experience.
Someone just wrote in, I've been talking to my boss about this very thing. We have a converted party bus. For many years we've had it. Large groups of people. We have a smoker, TVs. We have a great time in the parking lot. And this is a bad idea. I'm curious how they think they're going to get the buses out while the parking lot is full. I can barely get out when people have left. Now, that's an interesting point.
That's a great point. Phil in Kansas City. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, at first I was kind of upset about the new tailgate thing. And then last night my son went, him and his girlfriend and brothers and sisters went to the game. Of course, they had different seats, so at halftime they were going to leave, and they came out to the car, and him and his girlfriend was there waiting for his brother to get back to the truck there, and some guy walked up and just laid on the front of his hood of his truck, and he goes, you know, what's going on? And the guy gets up and slams my son's door, and he said, hey, man, kind of chill out. What's going on? The guy pulled a knife on him.
Wait, last night?
Last night, yes.
You've got to be kidding me. For what?
It was unprovoked. He didn't know what he was. Hey, man, just chill out. He was backing up. And his girlfriend yelled out. And fortunately, my other son and my son-in-law was there and tackled this dude and took him down and beat the crap out of him and waited for security. I'm surprised he didn't get on the news or something. But it was ridiculous.
And so, you still have no idea if this was unprovoked? No idea why?
No,
or
totally unprovoked. My son seemed to think the guy was either extremely drunk or high or something. But he was backing away, and the guy was actually kind of lethargically walking at him with his knife in his hand. It wasn't a huge knife, it was a pocket knife, but the blessed thing was the carrier.
Yeah.
He didn't take his gun with him last night because it was a sporting event.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a good idea. Otherwise, the man would have been dead. Because my son's kind of small, and this guy was a big guy. He could have beat him up if he wanted to.
Huh. All right, my friend. Maybe this is a conversation that needs to morph into something else. In light of what you just said, Phil, I have taken my daughters to Comets games out at Independence Events Center.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken my daughters routinely to, and because I have season tickets, I guess, Sporting Kansas City. I have taken my family, Kelly and her son, out to Kauffman Stadium to watch the Royals. I have yet to take Kelly, her son, or either one of my two daughters to a Chiefs game. And I can't think of a scenario where I would.
I know.
And that's sad.
I wouldn't want my son going because it's not an appropriate environment for kids.
I mean, I'm taking Kelly and her son and Kelly's brother to the Nebraska football game 2 weeks from tomorrow. A stadium that seats almost 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Many of them have been drinking all afternoon. But you know what? They don't act the fool. Mm-hmm. There is something about, and I am certainly not painting with a broad brush every Chiefs fan, because I know that's not true. I've been to many Chiefs games in my life. But there is an element, for whatever reason, that is attracted to the Chiefs game that makes me nervous. And I don't want my children around it.
It's the alcohol, partly.
But people drink before Nebraska football games.
I know.
And don't act the fool.
I know.
I mean, I'm going up in 2 weeks from tomorrow. There's going
to
be a stadium.
I've never been able to figure out, Scott.
There are 20,000 more people in Nebraska than there are at a Chiefs game.
One thing I've never been able to figure out is why right next door, the Royals don't have the level of bad behavior.
Your husband gave up his Chiefs season tickets.
He said, I'm out. Because of the drunken debauchery seats around it.
I happen to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Have been since I was a little kid growing up in the 70s. The last Chiefs game I went to was when they played the Steelers. I happened to wear a Steelers t-shirt. Okay?
Yeah.
It's my favorite team. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The verbal beatdown that I took at that game, the F-bombs, burn in hell, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going back.
Don't you remember when, was it Wicket that just moved here or Zach? Someone who had just moved here went to the game and they were going to wear a Raiders jersey.
That's probably not a good idea.
And I remember saying, and it's been probably a year or more, I just don't think it's a good idea that you do that. And they were like, what? Oh, it's totally fine. And I'm like, no.
But if you think...
I don't think you should do
that. But Dana, it's not exclusive to Kansas City. Years ago, my brother and some of his friends drove to Denver to watch a Chiefs-Broncos game at Mile High. They wore their Chiefs gear.
Yeah.
My brother said to me later, I was lucky to get out of there alive.
Hmm.
He was actually scared for their safety as they were leaving the stadium that evening. He said, I will never, ever wear Chiefs gear in anywhere but Arrowhead again. He was petrified. It's not the Chiefs. It's NFL. 576-7798.
Hey, Dana right here for Seal Once KC. Have them come out before winter gets here and seal and permanently protect all of those outdoor areas around your home, the big ticket items like your patio, your deck, your driveway, your big privacy fence. Let their experienced team come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when that thing goes on. How about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there, too. Let them put down that permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, looks great on your garage floor, and it is so easy to keep your basement clean when you have that down instead of carpet. Really looks amazing and brings that wow factor to your home. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana, you're going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Punk band goes pop, sell out, make a lot of money. Ain't nobody mad. JT and Shawnee. Hello, JT.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today.
Anytime, brother.
I got two quick points on this. First one is most of the stories yesterday that talked about the tailgating being nixed referred to the guy that got beat to death in the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah, and the tailgating issue here would have nothing to do to stop that.
That's right. He actually had a ticket for the game.
Yeah, he came out of the game drunk, just happened to get in the wrong car that happened to be open, and that led to the problem, as tragic as it is. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Scott, you talked about whether we'd want off-duty Kansas City cops driving around the parking lot giving out tickets. And my question is, can an off-duty cop who's not working for the authority of the city, who's been hired by a private individual, actually give me a ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
If they are being paid, now granted, they're still well, they are called off-duty. They really are on-duty. They're just not paid by taxpayers. They're paid by the chief's organization or by whomever. And that's why they wear the uniform, carry their gun. They are technically officers of the law, even though they're not working for the paycheck of the city. Does that make sense?
It does. I appreciate the update on that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right,
man. Real quick from the text line. I worked the concession stands at the Royals and the Chiefs games for my daughter's school for several years. You know, they allow them to come in and do fundraisers.
Yep.
Without any doubt, the Chiefs fans were the worst. We had a guy that stood in line for several beers, and when it was his turn, the second half kickoff had already happened, and we were no longer allowed to sell beer during that time on the Monday night game. He then ordered two Cokes, paid for them, and then turned them both upside down on the counter and walked away. And I want to clarify, Scott, I don't think it's a Chiefs problem. I think it's a football problem, and I don't know why.
Professional.
Yeah, it's not college.
No, it does. I'm telling you, I go to Lincoln, Nebraska every single year. I hate to keep using that as my example, but it's the only one I've got. And they seat 95,000 in that stadium. I never have ever seen a problem. Not one time in 25 years of going back. Sam in the Northland. Sam, hello.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Anytime. Thank you, brother.
First off, what's the purpose of going out there and sitting and drinking beer? You get tough when you drink beer. But you pay $50, whatever, to get in. Why can't you just take that $50, buy beer, burgers, brats, sit in your own driveway, and then you don't take a chance of getting pulled over by the cops after you leave the game? So what's the purpose of going out there if you're not going to watch the football game?
I think a lot of people go out, Sam, and I've never done it. So I'm speaking a little bit out of school here. But I think a lot of people do it just for the atmosphere, to be next to Arrowhead, to watch it on TV, to hear the cheers from the crowd, even though they can't afford to go in and watch the game. Maybe they can only afford $60. Maybe it's four guys who've pulled together $15 a piece, and they say, you know what, we can't afford to go into the stadium, but we can afford to be right next to it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it makes sense, but, you know, that's still, you know, it doesn't make sense to me.
All right, go to any college football stadium. There's an atmosphere around the stadium. It's just the place to be. And you make the point about, you know, drinking and running the risk of going home and getting caught by the cops. Well, I mean, let's give these people the benefit of the doubt and the three guys are getting drunk and the one guy's going to be the designated driver. I mean, how do we know that's not going to happen?
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look
at it. Any difference than the guy going to the bars? You know, I mean, go to the bars. Let's hope that everybody who goes out there to watch the Chiefs at a bar has a designated driver. Rodney, yes, go ahead.
Just before the hour ends, we change topics. Something that's bugged me about this, and one of our callers pointed it out to me. Do you know how much money Johnson or Jackson County residents have paid for those stadiums?
Yeah.
In taxes.
Lots.
If you paid your $60 and you're a Jackson County resident, you ought to be able to spend the night out there.
Yeah. You ought to be able to live out there in a tent.
Just going to stay right
with
here.
With a porta potty. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. The Johnson County DA says there may be more victims in a child sex abuse case out of Shawnee. More next.
Hey, are you sick of being the main course in your own backyard? You do not have to be in a constant battle with mosquitoes around your home. Mosquito Joe can help. Let them come out. You're going to love the owner, David, his father, Dale. Awesome, locally owned guys. You're going to love them. And you'll see immediately why they get so many positive reviews. Their technicians are trained mosquito control experts. They will come out and not only control the mosquitoes in your yard, if you are a pet owner, they will put down a flea and tick treatment, and you are going to love that. It is convenient, effective, affordable, and your satisfaction is their guarantee. Your party, barbecue, outdoor event should be remembered for the good times, not the mosquitoes. Put the spray down and schedule your treatment today. Call 855-ASK-A-JOE, 855-ASK-A-JOE, or online at mosquitojoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.